I start. Okay, welcome to the ESROA board meeting, Friday, August 12th. Go around the room, make introductions. Robert Allen.
George Gaker.
Paul Brayton.
Bill Clarkson.
Ben Clarkson. Dirk Clayson. We have Dave Turley, who's going to join us on phone, and Shauna Cox, who will be coming a little later. Okay, item number four, financial report, is provided here. We've got the balance sheet, a couple of key items. We've got $29,000 in our accounting, in our cash in the bank at the moment, which needs to get us through the balance of the year. We've got profit and loss. January 1st through August 12th compared to the budget, so you can kind of look through some of those things, but probably the key there is assessments paid with about 84% of what we anticipated, and that includes the pass-through assessments that we have collected. So we're definitely down this year and probably traceable to the general state of the economy. So it's probably not a surprise, but we're off the mark about $21,000. So we need to still be very conservative in our decisions for the EU involved in this kind of. You see the expenditures there, net is $36,000 below budget as far as total receivables, with $21,000 left to use and the balance of it. Fees and other items that are still short, we will still receive additional fees and commissions. Called half of these fees, I think, will be still coming in.
Operating on wildlife, yeah. Anything on the deer hunting, should I?
So I think we'll probably still be about $15,000 short by the end of the year, I guess. So, looking back, as far as expenses go, actually the details on the second and third and fourth pages. And so I would say, as you move through the meeting, you've got this information in front of you just to help make decisions. Okay, any questions on that? Appreciate Linda having these reports ready and accurate for us to review. Paul, item five, manager's report. The items that you would like to discuss. Kind of a broad overview there of covering the COVID and all the activities that I'm doing.
Okay. The email there saw you on the board, but I think I saw your name on there. But yesterday we finished that culvert out in the ground and ready to go. Kind of, that's just the one phase. The other phase is the kind of when the crusher gets in, it's going to have some equipment to haul some big boulders, make a pan on the downside, and kind of place on the stove coming in for the pull. The pull up, the rock crusher was supposed to be there.
But when? On the culvert, Paul.
Yeah.
had a lot of discussion about the cost, and I think some good decisions were made. So why don't you update us on what it did cost for labor and materials?
I'm not sure about the labor, but I know that they actually called Schultz's and got the culvert delivered for, I think it was 25. He's delivered. It was three pieces. It was two 20-foot pieces and a 10-foot and an extra collar.
So well, we were talking about, you know, $8,000 or $9,000
right.
Just for materials. That was a really good move.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I'm talking to one, Val Cram was there, and he said, you know, 30 years ago, it wasn't but a 4-foot pitch. So, you know, it was my understanding that there was going down there, but talking to other people that have been out there, there's not a whole lot. Talking to Lee, when it happens, there's a lot that's right there. They had some trash that the water, you know, came up, a tree or a, you know, branch got caught on the culvert. The water level came up, picked up all this trash up at his top. That's kind of what held the water up over there.
And then the labor you're saying is about 4 hours?
It was 4 hours yesterday.
So we have lucky given you
right.
Hillsdale Bills for sanitarying
it. And I told him I needed an invoice. He still hadn't got back.
It's probably not going to be more than 8 hours.
Not
that, no. And the billing rate is probably like $125 an hour or so.
Maybe with that escalator, but it better not be for all the other stuff.
So it should be under $1,000.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then we still have maybe a little bit of cost to haul some rocks in there. So maybe another $500 for that.
Right.
So I think that's a good improvement. I feel really good about the budget numbers there. I appreciate it. More discussion on that. I think some good discussion.
Well, I'd just like to make the recommendation. I think that there is, you know, some wisdom stuff put the big rock on the downhill side. It's quite deep, so we don't want it eroding and undercutting like it did last time. But I personally don't think that there's any merit putting anything on the uphill side. The erosion is contained by the culvert, so water will slow down, drop itself, and Steve loves cleaning out culverts for Phil Hollow. Now it does go and dig a 10-foot hole.
Right.
Next storm, it silts to the bottom of the culvert, and he digs a 10-foot hole,
right,
and piles dirt all over, and all you're doing is hand digging the uphill side to the downhill side.
I just don't want any water getting.
With corrugated pipe, if you compact it in there properly, there shouldn't need to be anything on the uphill side. And the more stuff you do,
right,
if you need to go in and clean it out, rocks and stuff, it's a nicer, you know, it's just sandy silt, and so that you can keep it cleaned out or burn off weeds. So the no rocks on the uphill side.
Okay.
The stump
on the uphill side.
Yeah.
And then go dark in the size of the rocks. Discussion. Okay. Anything else on that one?
Not on that culvert.
Okay. The crusher.
The crusher got rear-ended. Something happened. Somebody ran into the back of it, broke some belts and some pulleys and whatever. So it's going to be still waiting. Right there where the pit is, there's the old button truck. I backed it up and then rolled it down. Got it fired up and moved it down to the house. I think I'm going to use that to haul those culverts. But, you know, the big concrete culverts in the yard. I think
that'd be great.
I put quite a few on there. So they're ready to.
Culverts might make a good downhill side.
Yeah.
I can be glad if that's not too low. I've bought foam.
Well, you had a place for them there to stop erosion down the ranch.
Right.
Just BLM talked to me this week, and they've gone up there to inspect the pit. We haven't called anything out last the last year or so. I told them I knew there was some discussion, and I was reiterated that you think the ranch road we don't pay for, but if it's one truck cost and stuff, we have to pay the $50 a yard surcharge or whatever anyway. And they just said, hey, you haven't done much up there, haven't you? They have to make their annual inspection. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you can take pictures. I mean, we've had stuff stockpiled. It has been a whole lot. Larry's had his truck and a little skid steer out there on some orange mines. But other than that, this year there hasn't been a whole lot. Gardy got that shallow guard taken care of. Joe Jose is willing to help out just when it gets cooler. That's what I'm in the pump.
The one thing that's a little bit of a problem is we probably need the ability this fall to finish that fence around the fish pond.
Yeah.
The cattle guard is part of it, so.
Right.
The sooner we can get that done and put in there, the better.
Right. I spent some time. I started where the grader was parked right there, brought them all over and graded up into slide, all the way through slide. I'm up, grader's parked up at the top of the pipeline. There's two roads up there that I want to take care of. There was that email from Livinich.
Yes.
So, you know, taking care of those roads. There's been a couple of roads there.
Yeah, you did that one there.
Yeah. So my plan is for the next week to get the grader off the hill, down, go down through Cropper, come back through around the ponds, and get up to the cabin, back down the house.
I'm glad you're doing that. I think that was some right timing.
We had some good moisture up there when I did that.
So. Glad you after that.
I'm kind of on a learning curve. I haven't had a chance to talk with Larry yet, but you know, going back through, you know, I graded pretty nice. There were some areas that I could have done a little bit more. I think some areas where the ditches are full. You know, it's kind of hard when you're in the grader. Great to see, you know, is this a ditch? You know, but there's dirt pile up there. So it's just it's going to take year or two to really kind of look at, you know, where the ditches are, how the water flows.
The more you're on it,
yeah,
the more you get experience, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, but I've got how many hours you put in for this year. I think that was one of the things that Kathy was trying to
do. Right. Not sure.
Has anybody heard from Kathy?
I put probably 20 hours on it. About 20
hours.
Talking about equipment, I'm really having a hard time with the Kubota and the tires. I've taken both tires off and taken them off to Danny's and had him, you know, find out where the leaks are. But
that tires are from
front tires. Just, you know, the on the grader, I have big chunks of rubber come off, you know, where it's cracked. But I have to ask you, that's not you, man. It's the tires on the Kubota that. Well,
do they have tubes?
No, they don't.
That's what I would recommend.
Okay.
They weigh in $25 or $30, but if you, on my tractor, that's something that 3 years later still got the same air pressure in it.
So I'll plan on doing that. That and right underneath I have a hydraulic leak that takes out the 5 gallons that I put everywhere I go. When I first started working on the Kubota, I kind of had the same problem. I just got out of there and tightened it up. I've taken it apart and tried to make my own gasket right there and it won't seal up. You know, my plan is to hook up the brush hog and spend half my time grading roads and half my time brush hogging. But I'm kind of struggling with the Kubota. I need to get something going on that because winter's going to come. So.
Did our part-time helper guy go back?
As far as
still up there in Iowa?
Alex from Illinois?
Yeah.
I actually got him a job with Wingate. So he's on 8 and on 6. So
DVDs available.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. What else?
Fencing around headquarters.
Fencing around headquarters. I, you know, looking at the budget, we're kind of tight. We want to see what we're looking at come fall. Not really that much other than what you saw last time there. The comfort stuff, the floor is done. Everything's done. I have a little bit of ceiling to do as far as some caulking and some little minor things, but the comfort stuff's done. Try to route that area, check it out.
Anybody else have any other questions for Paul?
I think there's probably some major fixes done on that west end of the grid. Catalog one down the west corner. That's what parts it all on the south side.
So he has recently opened that gate right there on the south side of the meadow. That was just kind of come down the hill off and go back up. But they're coming down and going on the road side all the way up towards the gate. I think in the future putting a cattle guard there where that fence goes up.
Well, we've
both sides.
We've got to do that.
Yeah.
That
was has to be done.
And they, I mean, he says, they always stay out on the third thing. From out there, they can ride back.
They go up there. This was right when I was working on the fence up the meadow. He put them out there. There's some fence kind of west of Larry Bear's and through the trees there that needed to be fixed and since it's been fixed. So, he's got three different groups. He's got the Broad Hollow group, he's got the Meadow group, he's got the Peppers down at my house. Welcome. I told him, I said, you're welcome. You know, we bought that water trough out there. All along, it's not an issue. I think that's his next move is to move half of the Broad Hollow group out there with another bull.
Well, appreciate you staying on top of the fence and me that he has,
right,
because that's one of our agreements is to repair those two fences.
If we could budget some more fence for next year, that fence needs probably some new wire, new posts along that Dave Cadell's cable, but old posts broken.
I don't think, as far as the materials go, there's going to be any of them.
Right.
I don't think that we can afford to pay the button for the
No.
But as far as materials, if you ever had spare 4 hours to do that, and materials is why you didn't do it, that's a guess.
Right.
So I think you should always have, feel free to have some wire and some posts.
Right.
So that you can do whatever needs to be done.
Yeah.
Put a gate on that the future cattle guard on that upper
southeast corner of the meadow there.
And we need to finish the fish pond fence. So those are the main things we need to keep doing, and they're probably the only resource to do that with. So we can keep on it.
Is the pond out for Deer Spring falling on the BLM holding water?
No. That was something we talked about last year.
Yeah, we went out and looked at it. It just made the backhoe in a couple hours
right
to build up where you rode it out and change things. So we really should do that this fall so that, you know, there's no one in the winter going in. Because, yeah, the cows have no water out there.
I bought a trough. So, my kids love to do it. Just to haul that 400-gallon tank out there first thing in the morning, you know, and then late in the evening. A lot of guests like doing that too. So.
Well, we, you know, just do what, you know, I think we agree.
but it's on the BLM stuff. But if we are careful with the macro, and we have the right point in maintaining that, and we are responsible to.
Next month, annual meeting, right? That's maybe afterwards or before or some. Go out there and take a look at that and see what all is going to take. I know there was a little bit of water in there, but I don't think it's holding.
Definitely the main, you know, catchment where fuses ran off and down, you know, the cows walked and the cow trail had lowered where most of the life happened.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that reservoir and half my residence. Went down about 4 inches a day, but still a lot of water.
Okay. Anything else for Paul? Okay, moving on with the second page of the agenda, maybe talking about some of the items here on the improvements at headquarters, the doors, the barn stabilization, painting up the cabins, mowing the beds. Cover those that we haven't done.
Just something, I just talked to Phil Hall today. They're redoing some stuff in Colorado City, one of their big culverts, and they have, I think it's 8 or 9 sections of 4-foot culvert, 30 feet long. And he asked if we were interested in maybe doing some training for assessments or road grading, or something of that nature.
What diameter and
what? Another.
30 feet long.
What was the suggestion of the tree?
What he said was that, you know, cash from the ranch would be straight for, you know, assessments or grading or I don't know if we were interested. I think he's going to pick us up anyways.
Yeah. I think we'd all agree to pick him up.
Yeah, no, so I'm sure, you know, and I'd already ordered the call. The week they delivered, when I got home, there was a message from Steve that he had some culverts, but she had the culverts. And what I said, if we agree to the high price stuff, nothing cheaper will surface. But if we don't, you know, there's another option.
We did go a good route, by the way.
No, I didn't, you know, we're going to need 4-foot culvert in at least 2 or 3 other areas on the ranch that I know that are, you know, going to take that, but, you know, of that size. I mean, you know, Phil needs some in some of the areas that he's doing.
Should I tell him, yes, we're interested in at least 4 of them?
How many did I have?
He said 8 or 9. Yeah, something we can work out next year on next year's budget or, you know, next year's assessments.
Well, if you're interested in trading assessments, I'd be interested in 8 or 9.
Right. Okay.
No, either that or grading. I mean, I would rather trade that than even assessment, you know, where, you know, grading comes in money. Yeah, the grading is up there, and so we're building up the grader, and he does use his road a lot. Becomes a nuisance to the other neighbors that, uses the road and it doesn't get put back together. But if his road got some extra attention,
right? Well, I mean, I didn't feel bad giving him a culvert for that upper road that goes up to his place and washed out.
We need to put a culvert of that size probably into the hidden reservoir.
Well, I see that number 3 on there. We're going to use some concrete culverts on 3 different places.
Right.
I don't know. We're going to get some, but there's some that's not usable. Some the stuff that's not usable.
I think there's 4 of them. 4 of them that I think we might be able to work with. You know, but there was talk about taking it out to the County Ground Road or that crossing there or reservoir. Need to come to the green because I got the truck there, and since I get some tires on a Kubota, I'll load them up and start hauling out.
Okay. truck that has water tank on it and garbage. No, is there gravel pit?
Yeah.
Who owns it? Big truck is a ranching.
I pulled it back up the hill, chain off, and posted it down. Fired it right up, throw it right back.
Why is it set to the bridge there?
Yeah. I haven't taken it back to that truck at all.
So the tank on it, the water tank, all water?
Or? Yeah, you know, okay. We put it there for a permanent slash pump. It was kind of emergency water just sitting there. But
headquarters improvements, you know, things are still going. I've been spending a lot of time putting water on the lawn, getting ready for Grand Olympics. The doors still haven't been, just got the receipt from Linda today and the contact information, so I'll take care of that. I plan on putting the linseed oil on the posts and the rails before winter with the backpack sprayer. Barn stabilization, Brent and I still, we're just looking for a little bit of time to get that barn, some concrete, and stabilize.
Whenever the concrete truck comes up to the pavilion.
There you go. Am I
for the yard and
those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Paint the upper cabins.
Sure, love to do that. All in the fields. I haven't neglected that idea, but a friend of mine started with his brush off. I'm kind of real leery the way things are. Grass can dry. That and the Kubota just been kind of cool. But,
I think last month. You asked that a specific deadline date be set for pulling as well as the pulling. However, fields are too wet.
Yeah, I
couldn't bust there yet. We can't put a tractor in it.
It'll get any better.
It's supposed to be. It's going to be dry enough.
I mean, we get frozen. Will we have some mulch in November before snow falls on it?
I think we just dropped 2 years too.
That was Doug trying to round up some cows and get his quad and the quad.
Yes. There's no fire danger of willow.
The willow's up there. Well,
progress reports, they're here and there. A lot of times I don't get in the house till 10. Tired, go to bed. I don't know if Ben has been to the ranch lately. I purchased a sign, random sign. I don't know what the diameter is, but it's about this big. It's yellow and black. A longhorn. You see it? I've talked to the county 5 or 6 times. They said they're going to get the signs up. Just as far as liability goes on our ranch, just caution, there's some cows. I plan on, when you come down the hill, right when you get on the ranch, having one there, one coming from Lake Wash, and even back of the BLM office starts, that cattle guard before you get there. Just for liability, trying to get the county to get that down to the cattle guards. They're kind of busy with other things, maybe all the things slow down, they can get out there. I talked about grading roads, so hopefully this year I can run that grader all over all the roads. Maybe next year work on some ditching. But as far as culverts and those things that we've talked about alongside Meadow Canyon's looking very good as far as water.
Okay, good. All right, item 6, Jody.
I'm on it. Talk to the LM, the field office. Mark is the guy that's been working to get this out and got the application. It is something that requires a non-refundable processing fee of anywhere between $400 and $700, so you know that. This is for the road from Road to Nowhere, so we see that Title V, we apply to that. For non-refundable application fee.
No way out of that.
And then that also, $400 to $700 depends on the number of hours that they have to monitor and depending on the number of hours they spend on it. Oh, sorry, that wasn't the monitoring fee. The monitoring fee is about $115, depending again on the hours they spend looking at it. So, you know, not knowing what the budget is for this year, I think a lot of money, maybe next year, but that's next year, probably. Got the application to start filling out. They will want a detailed map of that. I know approximately where you were thinking to have that go. So it might be something that, besides just drawing in the line like this, all we could do, might have to, like, if Larry will come out and if he knows it and walk it with me, so I can GPS it. They want a detailed map of the route. And there's a whole bunch more technical detail to go along with that that I'm not, you know, ready to go into yet because I have to really study that some more. But got the paperwork.
We filled out applications on some previous ones.
I've got some.
Okay. We've learned a lot of other documentation.
Well, that's all I know about that at this point.
But it's about.
And they also said there's no guarantee, even though you pay the property fee, there's no guarantee they're going to approve it. So that's not enough point, too.
We know we're working federal bill.
Yes.
All federal. Then it's talk like there are two different roads across there. One that Brent was going to do, and one from lot 112.
So you talked about the one that you had put in, but also the one going up through the bottom, near the wash. And I think in our last meeting we said maybe that's more just an ATV trail, something there, but. So I think we need to decide, you know, what time Brent could push that with his red dozer up through there. It was just Brent and I that went up there, and I can look for that. That just went right up the ball, you know, up on the bench there. And so I think when we have clearly been addressing it, that's what we talked to the bank and such. I agree. It's probably more functional. So.
Which other one? The lower one or the other one?
The upper one.
Two guys walked. One, the bottom of the crowd called up to the little pole.
Up to where the spring comes out of the wash. So, does anybody have a good map?
He's got a great map. But, you know, I talked to Brent a little bit about this, too.
Let's get a map. Smaller one, but this is good. So, and we gather down this a little bit. There is an old road that comes up in there, and kind of there's a vault layer somewhere in
the.
So Ben had pushed this, and I think we have even one of our road titles, if I remember.
Yes,
close to that.
Yeah.
It doesn't go from there to here. And so this is what we have tried to show that we have this road to here and some from here to here. I think what you talked about is something that comes from over here to here. So those are the two separate roads, here to here and there to here. This road would be really nice, you know, for this utility for these lots to get over to the fish ponds and also get over there. This one here may even, you know, provide some fire maintenance and something like that. So I think we should try to get both of them especially as I've had good health. The only reason why we may not have both of them is if the elements are such a lot. But if you're interested, that would be or something like that. And if that's the case, then you may want to, you know, choose what our preference is going to be. Those are the $2.
This COVID cost here would allow people back and forth about 60 days more than going up these canyons. So, walks that whole thing up there.
I have a little input from Brent on the upper one. We were up this way early this week for other reasons. He's concerned that the slope is a slope, and it is really, really steep. This one will have size. This one will have to contour, you know, try to stay as level as possible. He's concerned that we'll be rebuilding it every spring. Whereas this one, not so much. So factor that in, maybe. If you had a point. It's too far as if,
you know, hit the mock ledge along there. What would it take here? I guess this is probably a steep drop off there, isn't it? The other thing I was thinking is if you want to go down, some of this sort of
activity,
and then that would still provide it. It's quite a long way to go clear down here and then clear up there to get the first one. So we got other than the 60 days if we want to talk about that. But why don't we have some discussion and make some decisions so we can gather some.
Here you just heard about it. The upper one being possible budget buster maintenance-wise.
So you're probably the only one gal that's maybe high for this, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'll just make some decisions about
Larry Bear and I feel like this. You should go and plan to the whole year cost.
Like you would build about halfway across. I think this through here, but Captain, I'm sure can. So it's already pretty much, this is that
rock that you fall down. So it's coming down. Yeah, you can. Well, that's enough to handle. It'll still have some pretty good rocky layers and stuff. If you can clean up one of those layers, and yeah, it's going to take, you know, 1 minute on the uphill side. You just have to look at it. Well, that's what's right. They're out that way.
This was for the vehicle. This we talked about is an ATV playground.
Well, I am just having access and have a place you can go back in. That old pond in there did hold water in the spring where wildlife can kind of be. Well, and I don't think the BLM is going to go for any open ATV areas. They also seem to be a little averse to road building in wash bottoms. And is that, have you found that? Like you're trying to protect the drainage or something? Or?
I don't think that they're actually trying to protect it. It's just about such a common use.
Yeah.
That it seems to be kind of where they focused on trespasses.
Okay. There's just,
The area that's in here, in addition to building the road, you don't have to get permission to mow along this in here, right? To do some rangeland improvements, and so maybe that should be more approached as a rangeland improvement with a trail along the edge of it or something to manage it as a kind of a separate act from this. But that was one of the things that Chris Brent had hoped for, is all that opening it up and get some better canopy, we can get some better fire.
I think you're probably going on in the back of the presented.
Yeah, so maybe that should be two separate
things.
Using
the ATV as an access road.
So I would think maybe it would be best to just let Jody do her thing on the one road now with Mark Foley. Maybe work with our range coming on the mowing of that rally and some things there.
I talked to John Reese about getting that range grill if we wanted to use it.
Good. So is everybody agreed? Jody's moving forward in the right direction, and we appreciate your work.
Larry didn't walk this with you before?
There you go. Considering if he's going to have to go back across, and we're just flying fresh flags so they can see it, and anybody can find good GPS.
Well, I didn't take it to the GPS at the same time. That would be good.
So Dale, can you work and take the action and you apply that?
Well, I want to go in. I'll keep you up as we go.
Yeah, but
God, we can
also just flag it.
Okay.
So item B, Jody.
I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Okay.
Spending all my time on the other one, the water.
I
thought Brian finished that.
Well, I think he's got a whole plan for it, but I think if you were kind of encouraging him to keep going. Item 7, Sean.
Oh, guess what? I hope you catch a second way to go. Now, bring on me tonight. So we have a dinner tonight at the ranch house, and then we're having this at Staples. We'll learn more about the dinner activity. Here's our schedule.
Tomorrow.
And, not the chair.
Can I have the hustle to make the first part of this?
I'll be there for now, but Nancy will be taking care of him. So, yeah, I'll be there late. Then we'll have a full day. So if anybody knows of anything they want to attend or participate in, let it go. But
really good.
If you have feedback,
I think we're running 24 maybe. I don't know.
One thing I think would really help is if somebody makes an effort to get pictures that can be used on the website to promote it next year.
Right. Yeah, once we've gotten pictures, we do have a couple people that are coming. There will probably be at least four demonstrations that I know. One of the other things that I wanted to kind of implement in this is Dale, if you could help us too. But it would be a good thing or a good time for the members to come that are interested in it as a refuge, that we would show them ways, places to get water, places to need for safety. If anybody's out there, that they would be able to communicate, we would have a communication. There will be guys on communications out there, but if we can get together and say, okay, this is a good place, if you have a problem, we can come here. There's nothing better. So we have kind of a feel for who's there. Anyway, that's kind of the item, I guess. I
I didn't see under the rim.
There's one thing that Phil Hall asked me to bring up to go in here,
mm-hmm.
and that is, I guess he's been up to the Red Reservoir and tried to get a boat in there. He says, you know, it's really nice, but he used to have a boat ramp for something where you can get in to recreate. And he said that he would be willing at his expense to help make the boat ramp or bring some gravel in or do something there.
I'd be willing to
get in there. I'll go out there for 2 years.
Are you kidding?
That's what I'm going to
get one.
Two skiers.
I've seen an excavator on an island like that. Don't stand around dragging skiers.
Pretty cool. They can do it.
Well, at that north corner where that canal comes across, is that the place that you can put something? You know, because when the water goes low, it's going to be high and dry unless it's in an area that goes kind of in the deep part of the pool where it goes up
down.
I put that as kind of a low priority until we study that another year.
Yeah.
Let him test drive in the fun first. But he's paying for it.
And 2 or 3 paddle boats or little canoes.
Something like that would be fun. That could be incorporated into some of our activities too. But he is talking about power boats.
Must speak. Tell me that today. I don't know that we see a lot of power boats
out there, but it probably would be fun to have some place to put canoes or
jet skis.
Yeah, we heard water lease could have to watch what the lake does to the dam. Anyway, that's kind of thrown out there, and so we can kind of know that he's willing to help us with some ideas if we want to pursue. Item 8, pavilion. I talked to Larry about this a few times, and it has worked its way into his schedule. Dave, are you on the phone there with us? And so I know he got a from Rick Williams that came in about $8,000 for the cement, which is about $4,000. So I asked him to take a look at it, and I just don't think he's been able to.
Why don't you ask that question?
You ask.
Action item. Kind of along the pavilion, I want to see where the new pavilion is going to be. I'd like to put the water close to the pavilion rather than right next to the pond.
Right.
We talked about piping that up and having it available there, but
right.
I think if I could trace it back to, you know, close to where the pavilion is, for the 90, it maybe get it somewhere close to the pavilion. Use it right there.
Okay. Okay, item 9, Dale, update on water issues.
You've been as a water committee for the last 3 hours talking about different things on the multi-on Medicaid spring. Nothing has been done. Pending some confirmation of better decisions on DSR 1 part. I talked to the engineer going up and scoping out the spring and doing some design work. The committee, I think, made the recommendation, pardon me if I'm wrong, that we should go at the contract with Tebow Engineering to get them to draw and study and tell us what we need to do for the development of Meadow Canyon Spring and the tentative distribution of the water out to there. Same time they would measure the springs to identify what the capacity of the springs are. Discussion is whether I should pay for that or whether the PSRA should pay for it. And I said I thought that the firm vote was taken on that last vote. So what should happen with that?
50-50 on the payment, with you paying for it initially and being reimbursed by the ranch as the ranch has funds.
Yeah.
And that's what I was just reading the minutes.
Yeah.
But this is a little different than we all discussed, but in the minutes it does say that you would pay for all of it up front and we would reimburse you half of the 2012 budget.
That we needed to pre-approve the costs before hand. So we know how much that part will be now.
Well, 800.
2800.
Plus backhoe. With the backhoe.
So that sounds fine. You guys have recommended that. I'd say we should move forward with it. And does that meet with your expectation as far as reimbursement?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Item B, I thought that was going to be judging people on file on into water sources.
Yeah, it's amazing. The water just quit running through the rock.
Oh, okay.
All the water stayed down.
No, if I was applying the road thing, I wasn't going to get it apart.
Too much.
At this time. Before. I don't see a B. Do you have a B?
990.
90. That's because all of us are asleep. Sorry, somebody help me.
Sorry.
I'm going to think that Rick Fuller was 100% on the road stuff and the judge was 100%. To water pipes.
Well, and that was the case until he resigned, didn't he?
Oh,
so
yeah.
He has resigned, wasn't to the end of that. I mean, your correction of her
yes. Yeah.
You said no, it's other stories.
Yeah, no, I that's what I remember is, you know, Dirk could ask Brody to pick up the Title V and what's the process on that. And you know, this was a suggestion that came out of me. I wasn't here, but I was, you know, saying, you know, that should happen.
I don't know that we've made an assignment on this, but there is water rights there that the ranch should be able to file on, just similar to the ones that Dale did in the metal that have historically been used by the ranch with the place of use in the well field, irrigating and established ditches that channel the water there. But we haven't recorded that or applied for that water right. And so that needs to be done. Kibo could even be helpful with some of that if there, you know, there's a need for an engineering firm and you start working, prices look reasonable, but there's obviously water there that has a long-standing historical use and it's never going to
fight. Well, would a filing on Bear Spring be any different than the 134 acre that you filed on that group metal?
Yeah.
It would just different, separate?
What is your version? It would be
a simple concept. Why don't I help
Regina
ask what this is about?
Yeah, I
we need to keep it on the agenda. Probably the biggest thing that we should have been doing this year is measure volumes. And so I think there's probably a need to talk to somebody like Tito when they're up there, say, by the way, here's these other things, what kind of measurement devices do we need to have lined up? The measuring this flow next spring and what we need to do. So there's probably some times of the year that we really need to be ready to do something. But we're not running a drop now, right, Paul? Be not a good time to measure.
No, on your list.
Yeah, I say we take a look at
whatever. I look at it. There's a lot of water, I guess.
Yeah.
Water. Crawford Burn.
That comes down on the Meadow Canyon Road.
Through Crawford Burn. I think that's where a lot of.
Where that old ditch was. The old Pioneer ditch along there was.
That one, too?
No. Come on.
Let's talk to work. I'm right out on the Meadow Canyon Road.
It's right in here.
It literally comes out on the road.
I took several pictures of it this morning.
It just quit running.
But that's a huge water right that the ranch should have.
So where do we channel it?
Eventually gets channeled down and goes on the top of the well field.
Is that,
What I think we'd have a strong case in is to show here's historical points of use.
Yeah.
And it's not enough to just show there's water, but when you can show here's water, it's been diverted here for, 80 years. This is where it's been used, then that gives you the legal basis for claiming it. In the metal area, we're obviously easily able to claim if we had cattle there, we benefited from the use of the metal on private property for all those years. The water source was right there. This is a little bit more complicated because the water source is, it comes from the collection and then the ditches and But I think, at some point in time, somebody can come to us and say, hey, that wall you built put in that ditch, let it go down and wash.
Right, yeah.
We have no claim to it. Okay. And
we had some of that. We have another action item for what we need. I agree with what he's saying. I don't disagree with what he's saying. Get on your list and pick up that where the water now comes out of the upper canyon, but the upper pond.
Overflow from the tank, yeah.
Just dig it up, add it so that you can wash your hands and nothing's coming out making that muck hole.
Okay.
I agree with what he's saying is to go.
Yeah, I thought Larry.
1,000 feet to the west.
I thought Larry was going to have to, at least stake it out or something while it was being built. I could see where it was, and I could put it closer to the.
What should happen is intercepted. And if it's going to be a pressure thing where you have a red faucet so you can turn it on and use it at the pavilion, but when you don't, almost needs to be a center line so that the overflow will come down.
I thought that you just take the pipes, broke it off, and put a faucet right there.
Well, before it was just a three-quarter inch or a one-inch line that came up, had a 90, came over 6 inches, had a 90, and came down. So it just set the hosel 3 feet off that you could wash out there.
You can't close that off because the tank will...
It's not a spigot that you actually put up. It's just an overflow pipe. So when it's running, you can easily see from the road, tank's full because it's overflowing. And that people can get a drink out of it.
With the way that new solar pump is, there's no targeting overflow. They're always pumping. Which, it's just another testament to that system. It's always full. It's very perfect.
Okay.
But yeah, I can do that. But I was just going to wait until at least I saw where the pad was.
The other thing is, I don't want to see us lose that because that's the only way we're going to be able to trace that.
Right.
You probably should put the overflow there. I mean, we don't want a
big mud bed.
Right, by the pavilion. So I think you should leave it where it is as far as the overflow.
Okay.
And you probably would need to put something where you could close it and turn something by the pavilion so the pressure.
I think that we'll use that pipe once it's in, we'll there maybe just stick it at a couple of different places.
Well, if down the road, if we wanted to, we could tee off where that hydrant is, right by the tank, run a line down to the pavilion.
That's what we're going to do. So for now, just put a stand pipe on that with the horseshoe on the top of it so that it drizzles down and you can. Wash your hands and stuff.
Okay, so we have that, and we're hoping that Tebow will have his study done to some, just a map drawn and stuff for a presentation to all members at the annual meeting. That'll be some kind of a plan.
Okay.
And I was hoping tonight that we would have time to even talk about the annual meeting and what good we can accomplish.
Okay, item 10, gravel pit activities. We don't have anything on that, but just follow if we can kind of be on top of making sure that things get tracked.
Right.
As we see that the BLM is expecting that their dues are paid.
Now, is that something that we need to get a permit before?
We have a permit.
Now. We have a permit.
We just have to track it.
So if I want to buy gravel, I can say, hey, Paul, I need to order so much gravel.
If you want gravel, you talk to... You either, A, go up to the pit and dig it out yourself and take it for a dollar per yard, or B, you look at Steve's or not Steve's, whoever that contractor is that's going to be in there doing it. And so you'd need to still pay the dollar per yard plus whatever their fees were on top of that.
He's going to have a truck and he can deliver it.
We have asked Paul to coordinate getting the ranch some while he's at it, but we haven't expected he's going to coordinate every member's interest.
I'm sorry, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, fences and fencing plan. It's been bad. We've discussed disc mowing and seeding. Probably here when we're at the annual meeting, Paul, I'll try to spend some time going around before that some of the areas to maybe make up a fall seeding plan.
Okay.
But, we've done it all. We just need to see what is sparse.
Now, that well will replant itself.
That's what we need to evaluate. In theory, we ought to be overseeing with some
know, perennials, everything that's in there. So it will be seed that, you know, after a year it will be questionable. And I asked Doug to try to, you know, put cattle on it after the seed had it cut out. So, you know, trump and plant seed instead of just, but if it was harvested early before seed had it was out.
But you got 20 acres up there in the spring.
We did.
Not seed.
Yeah. Yep. And we planted 20 acres, and it was during the time that we knew crop failure would be likely unless it was irrigated. We planted it anticipating needing to prove up on the well. We were able to live up on it without showing the irrigation of that seed. And so what we planted is probably not any better than the dirt next to it.
What about the one gallon or something?
Yeah.
Did they come up?
I think it did.
The turnips?
I haven't seen much evidence of them.
There's turnips and then 20 acres there.
But again, the time we planted it, the only way it would have come up is if it had been out there actively irrigating. So we'll probably see some of that seed is still going to germinate and have some benefit in that spring, but there's no love. And at the time, again, we knew that we were wasting energy doing something that, you know, we shouldn't do. But we felt compelled to do it to show some evidence
that we were trying
to keep our water on.
And there was a decision to do something along the way. Is that what you meant for doing it?
I think there was a decision to do a variety of testing, included to nothing. It's optional. So we're at a point of getting a new pump.
Yeah, we had tried to measure.
That we wanted to do something. So we have been, I think that's about a $3,500 for the pump.
There's a talk with Alan Fletcher about coming out there, and he gave us a bid to do all these little things. I think it was $6,000, which was giving me the go-ahead to do it. But with with all the other stuff that we were doing, and then that certified letter from the state saying that we didn't approve up on it. Not that it was scrapped, but it was just kind of pushed aside. I personally would like to see, maybe not for 3 or 4 months, but I'd like to irrigate or well field a little bit. Right now, Vance is cable stuck down on the left.
Okay. Water is 6 feet, though. that casing, when you drop it, that casing was, that's just an avalanche of rust. Yeah. And what happened is the flakes fell in, kind of like a tiny finger trap. So I bought a replacement tape, so the tape is up and running, but the old one coiled up on a quarter rail out there waiting for somebody to pull the drop pipe and the pump out, and I'll get it back.
Yeah, it's, we tried. We opened the hatch, and we had Brent up there lifting it up. We were trying to, you guys did more time than that.
Not a lot, because we didn't want to do any more damage. We tried very carefully a couple times pulling it straight up. But even when I just dropped the probe, which is not the scary. I mean, the noise was amazing. Like falling off the side. I don't know what shape. If we ever get the pump out, we know what's going to happen. I know when it is, I'll bring my well camera and go, okay, I need to go. And so it's not
enough. I think, preferably, what I'd like to see happen is run a line out. I think there's a line out about 20 feet from the pump and just kind of stub out some connections. To where we can either, you know, do either 4 or 5 spots or just move a wheel line through there.
I think given how tight our budget is, the fact that the well, the casing, the look on it, the accompanying distribution and manifold and wheel lines, and
efforts to do it and the fact that we have no compelling need to do it at this point, that it doesn't compete with funding for other sources and the fact that we're still short revenue. So it would be great to see it happen sometime, but I would certainly prefer to do it when our budget's a little fatter than it is right now.
With that said, or Twitter hits, that be disciplined and seated with something.
That's what we need to.
I mean, if we can get those towns off, which they're getting close to their end on those fields.
Well, and some of the other areas, even worse than that, are the entrance to their end.
Yeah.
So I can go over there, doesn't it? I get so many signs, and the same year I planted the forage kosher at my ranch, and whatever stands way there, they are pretty hard to see now, so I've abandoned. Yeah, what's with that? We need something that looks decent, and so we've got to do some seeding this fall.
Back up on item number C. Does the board want to do anything on fencing up there? Taylor.
Well, we talked about all the items already in Paul's report. So we need to do a fence that crosses the road. It's a gate we need to do. We need to fix the two prospects and sections that Ranson between Broad Hollow and Greens Point also.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we didn't talk about is that we also need to remove a green fence up the hill there. It's not a good
compliment. Yeah, cattle and the pipeline across the road.
So, I think, and again, so I'll reiterate one more time, we need those fencing projects for our own resource for it. So we're hoping that we can have those fencing projects. Some needs to put cattle around to take advantage of the feed.
Without the feed. Right. When you say the north end,
do you know where Nelson Allen is?
Which one? Which one is Nelson Allen?
Taylor built old face across there and up here. Cows are going right around the end up. I had instructed him to go across the flat space that's there. Start up the steeper, and I thought that would stop the cattle. He stopped right on the flat place, so the cattle stayed even.
Did he go some stuff all the way up? I just lost the cow, he just followed them.
They go running around the right. Top end. The pipeline canyon, and I'm on the first.
They come up around.
What's your way up to the grass?
So can you extend that fence over there, Paul?
About how far?
You've got to use some judgment to get it up there far enough that cows aren't going out.
I guess it's 200-300 feet
with the that probably ought to be done fairly soon because they'll start pressing that harder and harder.
Right.
That's terrible. Okay. That's good. Appreciate you bringing that to our attention, Dale.
He did. I don't know if the cow was there, but Mayor Paul, I thought Taylor was going to tighten up some of the old fields, but he touched several of those areas.
On the other side.
That would go up there with that canyon. Very good area.
Right.
The cows were going up in there, so.
Yeah.
You know, I called Taylor afterwards because Doug mentioned it. I said, Taylor, do you do the whole fence down that side and retune it up? He says, yeah, I had my guys go around the whole thing. And I said, well, there's places where old panels are wired into the fence and stuff. And he said, well, I know. Fired them up better.
Oh. Fresh firearm.
So he felt like he, you know, went around that whole thing. I don't know. Usually I've been super happy with Taylor's work, so.
This is not an old development. This is beside the road that goes up through that Fair Pond area. There's a cutoff fence across there, but east of the Iron Gate.
Right. I think what's happened is Doug opened that gate. They come down, they go up to the pond. Instead of going back into the meadow, they take the road all the way up.
Well, that's why we need that fence clear down more.
Well, I think if there was a cattle drive right on that southeast corner, that corner road, that thank God would
be eliminated. I told Taylor to put in a fence there, or put in pulse there so we could put in the fence. Well, there is no fence there.
There is. It goes right to the road, and then goes right up.
But it's got no pulse to go on the gate to where you can learn. Yeah.
Do you want to put a gate? Do you want to put a gate there?
Absolutely. I mean, we want to put a cattle guard there,
right.
But given that it takes us 1.5 years to do a cattle guard, I think you
know.
Okay.
I'm really looking at possibly getting one in there this next year.
But
it's so nice to drive right up there, not over the road.
That's going to be a good problem.
We've got to have the cattle guard and those fences all installed before cows come in next spring. So.
I think Walt said until next year, next fall. I think some of these things, that's why I asked for some deadlines to get it along earlier, because it's easy to put all those things until next spring or sometime, and then we run out of time next spring just like we are this year.
Well, Paul, if you maybe on these fencing issues, there's probably 6 segments of fencing up there in that. Metal area that needs to be possible for you to think about that, what it takes to do it, how it fit in your schedule, maybe what resources you need help with, if you should have a little pay up there or something. Give us a plan for that.
I could work on that next 30 days, other than finishing the grant.
Well, and what I'm asking you to do is just give us a plan.
Right.
But I would agree right now, I would put that at a much higher priority than mowing, for example.
Right.
Would everybody agree? And so I think if you would put that as a high priority to work on the next 30 days, that would be really good. Okay. Good discussion. Any else on agriculture and wildlife?
Can I ask a question? Doing a lot of the grading, a lot of what I see is the oak brush creeping in on the road. Some of the spots I just scraped that oak off. Is there some kind of poison that I can use? Spray, I could run up and down the road, spray a 20-foot path down that would keep that stuff off. And, you know, a lot of what I hear, if the road hasn't been used, it hasn't been graded in 3 years, but actually it's just overgrown with weed, brush. I think in the spray.
240 and 240.
Okay.
240 in that 25-gallon thing. You just put the hand one where you grab a small one. You know, in some places you spray a little further from the road and stuff come up if you just spend that young stuff that's filling up right out into the road.
Okay.
Only get that rain on it for 3 days after.
I think, you know, in the springtime, buzz up and down the road, I could really clear some of that out.
Your buddy Carl Bill can give you some ideas.
Yeah, he's got some buckets of stuff. That's
for his activities, cutting cedar trees and lots of other unintended things. Whatever he's using is
working. Is the ranch wrong? Is that made of plastic or my license? That's something that the ranch is wrong with it.
I don't know that we need a
spray. You need to use just you need a license.
Yeah, I
don't think so. There's just talk about having chemicals.
What are your dreams? Have you talked to her or anybody about white top milkweed, pointing milkweed that's in there? Really the encroachment. How about those big ugly thistles?
A thistle, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of fun. Has he sprayed anything this year?
Yeah. He sprayed for a whole day. I think he waits the beginning of the year to build the ranch. But, there's some new spots. Ranger slides that road box through the deal. That whole thing was thick. But, the spots that I found last year, that when they came up as high, you came through it. You could see it throughout the whole ranch. Not a big ugly mess. But there's some areas that I just don't see that I don't know of. Somebody knows, like Robert Allen had some out of his place that I didn't know about. He told me last year.
Well, he brought up all in the wet meadow. There's some big guy. This one's there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Put something in the mix that next time it goes out, just informing people about it.
Right.
Not from all the resources saying, call Carl Bell if they're.
We should take 10 minutes in a meeting and have a training so people know this is a thistle, you can have some photograph, and this is the stage when you can spray it and it does good once it's gone to seed head. Brent Fulmer was saying before there brought it all up below his place.
Yeah.
But once they come to seed, unless you burn them, they're almost better just to leave them alone. The more you got a mold or anything, you're just broadcasting and dispersing. It's got
to
be
real. You like to say, have a flower, you need to chop them down and take them
right
this fall.
I've actually spent a lot of time this last month with Shelton just chopping them down, throwing them in the truck, and hauling them.
Now you try not to do is bounce all their seeds down the highway.
The problem is when Carl comes with this high. Some of them you just can't see. A couple months down the road, bam, there they are. It's kind of a process. I don't know what it looked like before. And he only sprays noxious. The noxious kind, which is that big Scotch thistle. The big broadleaf kind. He doesn't spray anything. Anything else that is noxious to the ranch.
Well, this film we're talking about is noxious.
If he doesn't spray it, we have the leadership for you to take care of our noxious weeds ourselves.
Yeah. Who bought that big sprayer?
Okay. Item 11, Ben. Approval of Ron Johnson's walk home on 143. I guess that's what in fact this over. I'm not aware. I didn't move.
Oh, we just got the email on there. It's just the log had its plans to run about.
Well, even this doesn't show anything that I think we can really use. And so what I told Linda is, I don't think that he has to wait for the next board meeting or that there's any panic that it needs to have board approval and to have our approval in some way. So I think we could probably hold on it, condition of documents, submitting it to pension, which is going to need for the county to implement as well. One of our main reasons why we started asking for this is people building easements and building in areas that were problematic. He sent us all kinds of drawings and colors and everything that we don't have any authority to
make
anyway, but the one thing they do need to see is an accurately dimensioned plan. And so.
You have to have that for him to go with you in the first place.
Yes.
But he's already filed for permits and all the plans.
Well, I want to see a plot plan, that's right. All.
So, does he have to do more? I think he's got to give us a dimension plot plan. In fact, if you ask what is the one thing we need, that's the one thing we need. That's all of them.
Plot plan. And then they all have to then.
That's something that Linda has to do? Since
yeah, that's something that he needs to do, and I've already told him.
Okay.
And she called him, and he faxed this, which is... And again, he's not going to get a building by submitting that to the county either. So I think he's obviously tried to do a really good job. He's put more effort into generating this, showing our driveways and trees and everything outside than just a simple square map. So it'd be, you know, 682 feet off of this one and 482 feet off of that one. And that's the kind of stuff that we need. So, but I think we should probably delegate to Ben the authority to make the final decision on that after he's seen the plot plan, so we have a motion on the record. And Ben can work with him on it in the next few days as well. So that being the case, I will make that motion to authorize Ben to give Rob Johnson final approval as a site plan for our home on lot 143 after he has a chance to review the plot plan.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Any opposition?
So our only concern is that he's not 30-foot easement around water or something.
Right. Or, you know, some lots, the easement and historical road is not necessarily in that area. So just kind of look at it and see that the there's not a road that he's blocking off by what he's doing. You know, we've got some people that put their cabin on the road, gated off the road in the neighbor's backyard in the process. They've gone with their process. Okay, item 12.
Excuse me, why was the CCNR ever finished and recorded?
Has not been, but I've been working with Barry, and that's one of my last acts before I went off the president. I will sign the recording bills. Perfect.
Yes.
2 or 3 months ago, and that just hasn't given me finalized. Recorded with the county recorder. The change was that it allowed 2 cabins per lot.
Yes.
Ben, make sure I do that.
Do you better.
I'm helping. Facilities and cabin maintenance, Kathy, so I assume she must have left Linda when she wasn't coming or so is not present. I think we got a pretty good update on all the things from Paul.
Just to throw in there for Nancy's sake, a lot of the towels, some of the sheets, you know, with our new linen policy, it's not a huge issue, but the ranch doesn't own 2 full sets for every cabin.
Right.
So Nancy spent a little time and money on some new sheets, towels with some of the towels. People want clean sheets, nice towels.
Okay. I guess that's been made. You've done good. And Linda, We commented on what a great job the reports and everything were.
Thank you. I have all the information you wanted?
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay.
I apologize for my absence.
Can we discuss annual meeting.
Yeah.
That's our final item. And we did come to the coordinator of that, so take the time to come. September 10th, that's kind of a bad day for because of this conference. A lot of things, but I think we still stick with that day. It's the steak harvest day. And also the Mount Carmel music festival thing. But let's talk about, first of all, about times and stuff. You can review some of the strategies you talked with me about the time of the meeting and lunch. And
we usually have a meeting at 10 o'clock, and we let the candidates talk for a little bit. And to those that are there, most everybody has gotten a statement from each one of our candidates. Did you already see your ballot?
Yes.
Okay. So everybody is not yet.
But anyway, in that
packet, there's quite a bit of information. What happened over the years that you all saw, and then statements from each of the candidates in your office. Most everybody has gotten to know the candidates a little bit anyway. So we usually give the candidates an opportunity to speak, and then we turn in ballots and talk about general annual meetings, I think, until noon, and then eat lunch. And then after lunch, we announce the winners of the election, and generally just have a short meeting to have to organize the new board. But in the past, there have been things like options and things like that at that annual meeting, and I didn't know Shauna had something for you for an activity of that meeting, so that's why I put that.
So let's kind of cover a few of these things. After lunch will be a new board meeting. And I would suggest, Linda, that you develop an agenda for it that's just like the one we had today. That'll be the after-lunch agenda, but it allows us to continue on with the activities that we've already done.
Okay.
And that will be the new board. And probably on that agenda, one of the first items that you need to put is determination of officers. And then areas of responsibility for board members should be rediscussed with whoever they are, what their things are. And the morning at 10 o'clock, the very first thing would be candidates discussion, and then right after that, voting. And then that would allow a committee to go off and count votes and deal with that while we have maybe some general updates like the thistle or the water system or, you know, whatever things that we would maybe choose and pre-pattern the internet.
We need to approve last year's minutes.
Right.
Yeah, often. Sometimes we forgotten that.
Well, in the financial reporting there also.
Yeah.
That should all happen before candidates.
So maybe we can have an approval of minutes, financial report, candidates, put in, and then let's talk about these special meeting updates. We want to do something on Thistle, so let's do a Thistle report.
Yes, I didn't catch that this time.
Yeah, I just put it down.
Okay.
You really missed out.
I'd like to ask maybe Vance if you could do a little bit of update on our, let's call it Ranch Electronics.
Sure.
Or Ranch Communications.
I don't know yet. I'll have to find out about scheduling and stuff.
Okay.
I may fly up for a day and just be here for a week.
Even if you want to just send an email, something that we can read.
Okay.
That's right. I wouldn't
say it'd be better if you were there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
you mentioned maybe an update on the Battle Canyon Water Project. Is that the time to do it?
Yeah.
I think the Water Committee can, you know, at that time report on what we found and what, you know, at that time the plan would be for.
So Battle Canyon
Water Project. And I think this way. Paul, are you familiar with the extension service guy? If you could meet him between now and then and get, you know, I know that he has some...
Kevin Eaton.
Thank you. Yep.
Mr.
Smith?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin Eaton, Utah State University Extension.
Okay. He is from under
that, Paul. But, you know, I know that they have a poster that shows all the noxious weeds in the state of Utah, but mainly we're talking with milkweed and the thistle that we see up there, so people can see what it looks like. Uh-huh. We have some, brochures or something.
Yeah.
I could probably talk with Carl Rudd and maybe get a whole bunch of those books. He gives me a
whole bunch. Yeah, his books, those are very nice.
Maybe I can get a handful of those and hand them out. Yeah. Hey, this is what we're talking about. This is
Kevin's number 691. 2031. And yes, if you can get some of those books to hand out so people have them and maybe enough to keep a few at the range store, you know, for future use, that would be good. Okay, any other topics that we've not presented? That's probably about enough.
Would you like me to present that?
Yeah. Okay. Yes,
it's open?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, Okay, then after those reports, we'd have an announcement of the board members. Acceptance speeches.
But they should at least get up and say who they are, how long they've been a member, what lodge they Okay, so you got the then on lunch. What do we need to prepare for lunch?
That's actually in the newsletter that went out with the announcement about that.
She's always done a great job. So.
Always comes up.
Is that not there?
Oh, that's not there.
No, it's not a pop.
on that. That
was a chair line, and all the people.
This is
probably outside those trees, okay?
I know some guys would just, instead of setting up around the fire pit, I would set down on the lawn and change the cap and then.
Yeah. We use the hotel for the yard. Or the yard of the ranch house, or down the back of the meeting, it's more in the garden cabin, not there in the gravel.
So,
we
want
to that.
Okay.
I'm voting nomination.
Okay. Another second.
Well, are we doing, we have executive session issues? So, do you make more going into executive session or
we have a term first?
Okay. I don't think we have executive session unless anybody else knows of anything.
Okay. I just saw that.
Yeah, it's probably good to have it that all.
Exactly.
Our second?
I second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. A